Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Good morning. Ole. Hola. You've tuned in to and you're listening to Live with Gabby, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. The topic today is Keys to a Happy Morning. And the call-in number is 347-637-3789. And the show is live, but in about 20 minutes after the show is over with, it is archived. And you could keep hearing it over and over again by logging on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any date to hear an archive show. But darlings, before I go into our exciting topic today, may I just take a moment to remind you the day that America cried. September 11th, the 17th anniversary of the horrific terrorist attacks against the United States that destroyed the World Trade Center, damaged the Pentagon, and caused the crash of a United Airlines Flight 93 in Pennsylvania. Almost 3,000 people were killed that day. Yes, it still hurts. And we still mourn. And at the same time, we believe in the eternality and the immortality of the individual souls. We believe, as Dr. Ernest Holmes wrote, that the ultimate goal of life to be a complete emancipation from the discord of every nature, and that this goal is sure to be attained by all. Oh, as metaphysicians, however, we do not stop there. We set our eyes and hearts to looking beyond what happened to what can come from it. What good, like the phoenix, will rise from the ashes? Oh, I don't know. The day America cried. What good can be gleaned from it? Can you see it now? Do any of you have an epiphany? Do any of you have a feeling of what good can come from the day America cried? Call in 347-637-3789. Oh, I remember those who died, those who saved others, and those who were so misguided on that day 17 years ago. Let our hearts try to reconcile with the day America cried. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to remind you that life is not a dress rehearsal. You are the creator. You're the Baryshnikov. You're the Michelangelo of your life. Can you rise and shine to the challenge all day long for the rest of your life? You see, darlings, there's only one of you. There's only one of me. And we will never ever happen again. So I'm going to encourage you to not be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. It is my pleasure to give a voice to my passion. And let us all embrace those that are mourning September 11th. What good could possibly come of that disaster? But I digress. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? Come on, the world is waiting for you. Timing is everything, and the time is now. Did you know that Blog Talk Internet Radio is the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world? It's a powerful advertising and marketing tool. It's exploding, and best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. Now, this show is live, but after about 20 minutes after the show is over, it's a half-hour show, 11:30 to noon Central Time. It will be archived, and all you need to do is to log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, click on September 12th, and the topic is Good Morning. Keys to a happy morning, almost a keys to a happy life. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, I want you to feel the energy, the Brotherhood and Sisterhood Ironworkers Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future Giant Titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International and Canada, they're the domperion of the trade. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You have to qualify. And how do you do that? You do that by logging on ironworkers.org and see if it resonates with your life. I composed Ironworkers with a Noble Profession. It's a 6-minute CD. And I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And it's affordable. A small shipping and handling charge and a small fee. Now remember, I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. And I married an iron worker. And they said it would never last. Yeah, it did for 64 years. If you want the CD, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant of Iron Age, a wire art sculptor, Leatherworks. He creates, the Beau Vivant creates, unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. Whether it's wire art or leather, it's all created to your desires. If you want to give a truly unique gift, get in touch with me and I'll put you in touch with the Bon Vivants. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They're the makers of the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. And I would not be without my ageless cell. It's a vitamin that turns back the clock on a cellular level. You know, this is really, you could find out more by logging on lifeextension.com and be sure and click on 2005, I was profiled. Hey, looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. Do you want to know how to de-stress it? Get my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment or operation. Learn my all-natural methods and techniques, and they're yours for life, and they go with you everywhere. It's an e-book, or you could get the hard copy by emailing Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And then you'll want to get acquainted with Edith Nam, another author extraordinaire whose mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Too many of you are in the habit of TNT. You know what that is? Toxic, negative thinking. I want you to delete that, get rid of it, and embrace positive energy power in your thinking. Edith's book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Now, there is a call to action. Come on, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes many, but it doesn't have to be that way. But I'm going to ask you a question right now. I don't know your age, but just hear what I have to say. Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? The new aging paradigm redefines aging. Dynamic 60-80-year-old is now the new face of the 40-50-year-old. All of my methods and how to truly be an octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30 by embracing my methods and techniques. Email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And for a small fee, I will send you my methods and techniques. Did you know that all home-based businesses are exploding? Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are your finances? Did you always dream of wanting to be the CEO of your own company, working out of your home without investing huge capital? I did, and I made it happen when I was 25. And it gives you the opportunity to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in yourself. But, darlings, you need the formula, and it should be my pleasure to email you the formula. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. You know, you only have this one life. Now, you've heard me say this over and over again. This is not a dress rehearsal. You know, we teach people how to treat us. Who's your reference group? Who do you associate with? Do you both have very happy ideas about your life? You know, we all have challenges. But I always embrace challenges because it gives me the opportunity to learn. If I have a roadblock, if I have a challenge, it's because there's something that I need to learn. So don't ever dismiss a challenge. Who are you associating yourself with? Are you embracing TNT or PEP thinking? It's your choice. And I want you to remember that you are the creator of your life. You can't blame anyone. You have to focus on the good memories in your life. Now, if you want to go back into the past, that's okay. As long as you don't pitch a tent there, that's what Johnny Carson said. It's okay to go down in the valley every once in a while, but don't stay there forever. Learn what you have to learn, and then move higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals, and vistas to enter to explore. Come soar with me. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And if you want to share your thoughts on Keys to a Happy Morning, you could call in 347-637-3789. So how was your morning? I don't know what time you woke up. What time do you wake up? It doesn't matter. But I need to ask you a question. Did you say, "Good morning, God," or "Good God, it's morning"? What did you do? Did you know that the first hour is the rudder of the day? But now, I want to digress. Let's do a little sidebar. When you went to bed last night, and before you closed your eyes, did you really give thanks to whoever your higher power is for all of the wonderful things that have happened in your life, your good health, your good fortune, your good everything? Or did you complain? Did you grumble? Because you see, for the first 2 hours, the body and the brain talk to each other. And if you want to have a dobro jutro, then what I want you to do is to accept the challenges that you had and set them aside. Say, okay, I'm done and over with them. And think only of the good things that have happened in your life and what a difference you're making in other people's lives. On September 11th, which was yesterday, how many people did you say, "I love you"? How many people did you hug? Did you know that really embracing yourself and all the good fortune in your life, will improve your nutrition, energy, and mood today and beyond? Did you know that? So I challenge you right now. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? What were your dreams? Do you want to share with me your dreams? Now, I said earlier that when you went to bed, for the first 2 hours, the body and the brain talk to each other. But did you know that the first hour is the rudder of the day? Now, try this. Before you, don't jump out of bed. Just stretch your body, your arms overhead, and stretch your toes. Oh, now stretch your toes, feet, ankles, and legs. And then end with back and neck stretches that propel you out of bed. I do sit-ups. My hands are behind my head. And darlings, My feet are straight out in front of me and the knees are locked. And I do 20 sit-ups. And then I, you know, scoop myself out of bed. But I don't jump out of bed. I do all of my affirmations and I go into a brief meditation. So stretch before you get out of bed. Now, when you do, just gently shift your legs over the side of the bed and open the blinds. When natural light from the sunrise creeps into your bedroom, it signals, did you know this, your brain to slow its melatonin production and boost cortisol, both of which tell your body to wake up. No, darlings. And flood of sunshine isn't just an instant morning pick-me-up. At Northwestern University, a study found that people exposed to moderately bright light in the morning show a significantly lower body mass index than people who get the majority of their light exposure later in the day. Now, before you do anything, even before you do your stretches, before you jump out of bed, meditate. Now, no matter when you do it, meditating has numerous benefits such as fighting insomnia, reducing stress and anxiety, increasing energy levels, boosting your immune system, and providing mental clarity. I meditate before I go on the air. When you meditate, it could be for 5 or 10 minutes. Especially in the morning, it helps you set a peaceful tone right off the bat so you are less likely to get sidetracked. If you're a novice, an app such as OMG, I Can Meditate, can you get started? You'll find it on YouTube as well. OMG even has a wake-up function that transitions your alarm right into the meditation session. So plan your day. But remember, I told you that we have to start at night. Take a breather. You are the creator of your life. You cannot blame anyone. Now, you do know that they always ask you to take a warm shower. Now, they really want you to take a cold shower. And don't spend too much time. I think it was Mark Zuckerman who said, I haven't got time to mess around with my clothes. I have to take my energy and use my mental power. So, you know, lay your clothes out and coordinate it, do whatever you want. Dress down. And then, darlings, can you wake kids up with a cuddle? Huh? Can you? And if you want, you could turn on music. Now, after you're out of bed, this is hysterical. I'm reading from Reader's Digest. Knock back a cold one. No, not a beer. Water. Now, I didn't know this. This is why I love giving a voice to my passion. I'm learning so much about me and my body. When you sleep, your body is deprived of water for 8 or so hours, which can add to feeling drained or fatigued upon awakening. Drinking ice-cold water has been shown to provide a metabolism boost as the body needs to warm the water to body temperature during digestion, according to the author of Aaron Polinsky. And then they want you to add lemon to it. It has myriad of health benefits. Vitamin C, found in lemon and other citrus fruits, strengthens the immune system, protects against damaging free radicals, helps skin stay wrinkle-free. Oh, I didn't know that. And may improve overall digestion. Ah. Plus, the acidity in lemon juice contributes to an acidic environment in the stomach, which serves as a chemical barrier to deter pathogens from gaining a foothold and causing illness. Now, be sure and wash the lemon, the skin, to get rid of any bacteria or whatever. However, now, be careful of your sweet spot. I want you to be on the lookout for excess sugar. See, I'm not a sugar buff. You could put me in a chocolate factory, and I doubt that I would even taste the sugar. Do you want caffeinated coffee? I don't drink caffeine. But it's your choice. Now, did you know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day? So why not have two? A study published in the Journal of Pediatric Obesity tracked the weight and breakfast patterns of 584 students over 2 years. They found that frequent breakfast skippers showed increased odds of becoming overweight or obese compared to those who ate two breakfasts, one at a time, one at school. You see, if you eat more in the morning, you'll be less likely to snack at night when it's harder to burn off calories. But don't forget protein. And did you know, a sidebar, that playing and listening to music first thing helps you focus and boost your focus and memory? Now, don't forget the protein. You want to have at least 30 grams of protein. And what is great, eggs, plain Greek yogurt, nuts are all quick, easy protein-rich ways to start your ways. But, darlings, you have to check how much sugar. There's a lot of sugar in yogurt, so be sure that you check the sugar intake. Eat from the bottom up. It sounds strange, but if you want to lower your calorie intake, flip your buttered toast or salted potato rounds upside down. When you eat foods this way, the flavor hits your tongue right away, and you taste more of it. Ultimately, that means you can cut out at least half the belly bloating, salt, or butter. Now, it's important to have fun. Many people dread having to face a new day of work, school, or chores. But the first thing you do is pleasant, and you'll find it much easier to get going. You can meditate, having a cup of coffee as you read your favorite blog, journaling, etc. Choose activities you enjoy that set you on a good path for the day. Now, seek out good news. Seek out good news. When you improve your state of mind, your health, your productivity, all before the weekday has even begun, now you're ready to conquer your to-do list for today and every day. What will make you happy? What are you going to stay away from that will add gloom and doom to your life? You see, you are, I'm telling you, darlings, you are the creator of your life. But I need to know, whose life are you living? Are you living a life according to the gospel of someone else? What about you? Dobro jutro. I wish you a happy morning and a happy life. Au revoir.